Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A nursing home is probably the last place that you'd expect to find a young, vibrant, healthy 24-year-old, but not so for my next guest. He has spent the past number of years living in two Dutch nursing homes alongside people living with dementia. It's all part of his effort to change dementia care in the Netherlands and beyond, and he's written about it in a book now called The Housemates. He joins me on the line. Ton Tubas, good morning to you.
Hello, I'm pleased to talk to you.
Very, very pleased to have you here. Do I understand it correctly, Ton, that you originally were a live-in worker in a nursing home, but you're now actually just a resident?
Yes, so I am a nurse and I moved into the nursing home to live there. So I'm not a carer in the nursing home I live, but only a resident.
And what is it that you think or you hope to prove by doing this?
I hope to improve the human image of people living with dementia because I am concerned about the future of people with dementia because we mainly see them as their disease instead of them as a human being. And that's what I have learned from my housemates. I've been living for over 3 years in a nursing home now, and they have learned me that if we keep seeing the human being, that he will never disappear. But as a nurse, I have to look at the disease. I have to think in care, but that's not always what people need in a nursing home.
So does this mean that you are looking at the people living there not as clinical cases, but as people first?
Exactly. So I don't see them as dementia. I see them as human beings, people like you and me.
But how does that help them with their diagnosis, with their time in the nursing home?
Well, it's not about helping them with their diagnosis because in the Netherlands, people stay for a long period of time at home. And in general, people live for only 8 months in a nursing home till they pass away. So it's about their last phase in their life. It's about quality in life, or it should be about quality of life. But this actual system still focuses on quantity of life.
So talk to me then in real terms about the people that you are living with and what it is that you have been able to do to improve that quality of life.
Yeah, so it is, my message is not about dementia as disease. It is about the way we live together. And in our Western, very individualistic society, we are not used to live together anymore. So by living together, for instance, watching television together, yesterday I went with my housemate, Will, she has dementia. I went with her to the supermarket to buy a fish for my other housemate, Yopi. This morning, my housemate, Katie, came to me to sit next to me and drink a cup of tea. So it is about living together and like equal human beings. And I strongly have the feeling that we have lost the sense of equality towards people living with dementia. And it's not because of a bad intentions, because there are all lovely people working in healthcare, but it is about the system which focuses on control and safety instead of quality of life. And by living there as a housemate and not as a carer, I can live with them, and we are a we instead of a we and a they.
Basically,
so they also see me in underwear.
So are you trying to inject a little bit of fun back into their lives again?
Yeah, exactly. But they also add a lot of fun in my life. So it is about reciprocity. I've learned from my housemates, and I really love them, that you're still able to build up a relationship with people with dementia. Maybe not in the same way as people were used to when they were living without dementia, but it's still possible to have a relation with each other and to love each other. And even my housemates, I live with them for many months and sometimes a year. They don't know my name, but I don't mind because it's not about remembering my name. It's about remembering the feeling we give to each other.
What do the healthcare professionals and the administrators make of what it is that you're doing? Because I would imagine they feel, with all due respect to them, quite correctly, that they have a duty of care first and foremost to these people, and that they want to make sure that they're not harmed before we start to worry about whether they're having fun or not.
Yeah, and I really understand your question. But what is very important to know is that my message, it's not a personal attack to carers, because they are my colleagues and I also care about them. It is about a system in our society. It's about the view on people, like we have to protect them based on the control and safety. So I constantly tell them, it's not about you personally. It's about the system. We have to make it broader. And of course, we have a duty to care, but it's not about a duty to overcare. It's about life.
What kind of reaction do you get from family members? Because I would imagine that there might be some people who would be a little bit worried at the thought of the person whom they have seen possibly be a risk to themselves in the past, heading off on a shopping expedition for fish with you.
Yeah. But in this case, well, the daughter of Will, she's very enthusiastic about the fact that I live here because it's new life in the nursing home. And also she wants her mother to be happy. And I don't say, with the fact that we go to the supermarket, I don't say that safety is not important. I think I'll be the last person in the world who says safety is not important. But it's about rebalancing the balance between safety on the one hand and quality of life on the other hand. So by buying fish, she gets a very happy mother, and that's very beautiful, right?
What's the practical application of what you've learned or what you think you're illustrating here, Ton? Would it be people taking up permanent residence in nursing homes?
Well, not only. The most important, and what I have learned the most from my housemates, by listening to them, is that they are still a human being. And what is very universal, the context of like change, it's not about more money, it's about a change in culture. So real change starts with ourselves. And I strongly believe that if we see people with dementia, people like you and me, if we see them as human beings, instead of patients, the whole system will change. I strongly believe seeing differently is doing differently. So if we see people like human beings, we will change protocols, we will change the system people have to live in. It's about institutionalization in our society. It's about the way we live together, because why am I, as a 24-year-old boy, allowed to do everything I want to do? But imagine I have dementia. People are making decisions for me. And even when I don't have a voice, maybe in the last phase of someone's life with dementia, they still have a voice in their behavior. But this actual system, we are juridicalizing. So we see the voice of someone living with dementia as the same as the voice of the legal representative. But what I have learned is that it's not always the same. It's about really listening to people with dementia.
You raise an interesting aspect to all of this as well, and that is the extent to which it has cramped your style personally. I mean, I can't imagine that you're able to bring everybody back to your place for a party or even for a romantic interlude.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful question, actually, because also people of my own age, it's a very normal question. They always ask this question, and sometimes they ask, oh, Tone, do you also have such a single hospital bed? And of course, the answer is no. I am the only one who has a double bed. I am the only one who has their own bed sheets. I'm the only one who has his own towels, for instance. But why are we asking those kind of questions to a young boy? And why don't we ask those questions to my housemates, who are people like you and me, with a lot of life experience? Okay. They slept their whole life in a double bed, and now they have to sleep in a hospitalized environment.
And it really isn't that much to ask in order to enhance somebody's sense of dignity that they be able to bring their own bed, their own preferred thread count of sheets with them for what will, as you say, be the last 8, 9, 10 months of their life.
Yeah, so it is about another way of organizing and reimagining the human view of people living with dementia.
You didn't answer my question, though, about whether it has cramped your style or not. I mean, you're not living a particularly normal 24-year-old life, are you?
No, I'm not. But I'm also a 24-year-old boy, so I also like to party. But when I come back from a party, I have to ring the bell in front of the nursing home. And then, for instance, the night shift come to the door and says, "Oh, hi, Tane, you are there again." And then I walk to the closed wards, and then I'm in my room again. So it's not the same life like people of my own age, but I love this life because I have the chance to learn from people with dementia, and that's the most beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, it is a very interesting and different perspective on it and a new way to look at it. Tane Tubbs, author of The Housemates, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. This just in, UEFA has confirmed in a statement this morning that it received a request from the Italian Football Federation and the Turkish Football Federation to merge their individual bids into one joint bid to host Euro 2032, leaving the UK and Ireland as the sole bidders to stage the 2028 tournament. So, by a process of elimination, people, this would mean that Ireland and UK are now almost certain to host Euro 2028. Think about that for a little while we take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.